The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church and our continuation of our Lenten worship. This is really the highlight of Lent, and that is Holy Week, and this evening is extra special. It is Maundy Thursday. Just a couple notes about Maundy Thursday. First off, we're recognizing a new commandment of Jesus, and so that's what that Maundy word means. Mandatum in Latin is where it comes from. It's related to the English word mandate. Jesus is giving a new command here in John chapter 13, and we know what that is. It's to love one another. Our Old Testament reading reminds us of all the old commandments. In a moment in time in which Moses and the Israelites read all the old commandments, well, then our gospel reading reminds us of the new commandment Jesus gives, to love one another. Another theme to recognize tonight in our service is just the beautiful nature of Jesus is that he doesn't just tell people what to do. He does it. He shows us. And we're going to see that too in our gospel reading as he washes the feet of his disciples. And it's a legacy for us to follow, to think about ways that we can serve, that we can love, that we can welcome people into God's grace, even those people that are difficult at times. This evening's worship service includes Holy Communion. As you enter, there are communion packages. That is one way to receive communion tonight. If you want to stay in your pew and partake by opening the seals and remaining in the pew, there will be a moment for that. The other way to receive communion tonight is to come forward to the rail and receive the individual cup as well as the body of Christ. Just wait in your seat and for the ushers to come your way to bring you forward. The other note for our worship service is that there's lots of different moods in this service. You'll notice it's kind of inspiring at points when you hear about Jesus serving and his command to love, but the end of the service is very stark. And just a note about that is the stripping of the altar. It's a tradition that's been in the Christian church of many different denominations for centuries. And that is nothing more than a moment in which we leave the altar bare to remind us of the humiliating nature of Jesus laid bare on the cross. That will happen after our last hymn. I'll guide us through that moment. But while that happens, we're going to be reading Psalm 22, which also has some special significance that I'll point to as well when we come to that point in the service. One last note about our worship tonight, and that is I just want to remind everyone of our next steps in our journey towards Easter. Tomorrow night, you are invited to come for our Good Friday evening service. It is a celebration in a sense. Good Friday is good because Jesus died for us. Gathering here at 7 p.m., and it's a fairly brief service but very impactful. And then, of course, everyone's invited for our Easter celebration here at Peace at 10 a.m. Sunday morning. Final note about the worship is that after the stripping of the altar and the reading of Psalm 22, there is no dismissal. There isn't anything after that. I'm not going to say any words. You are invited to leave at your own pace when you feel led to exit the sanctuary, and we ask that you do leave in silence in preparation for Good Friday worship. We're going to begin with a sung part of the liturgy, and it's also the Kyrie, the prayer of the church. And Karen's, I'm gonna be singing the leader part, and Karen Motlock's going to be singing the people part. You'll go ahead and follow Karen. This is a new Kyrie that the congregation hasn't heard, but we're going to put it into our worship here tonight. God's blessings on your worship.